Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A community in mourning after a grandmother was shot and killed on her porch. And classes canceled in one school district. Another returns to all remote learning. Melissa has the juice coming up.
A memorial for DMX is being planned in his hometown. Hear how his ex-wife paid tribute. And is it true we're going to get a new DMX album soon?
Leroy has your sports.
And after what happened this weekend, I now believe Bow Wow and Soulja Boy have the potential to change wrestling forever.
Wow. But first, dozens of people came together on Olney Street last night for a vigil honoring Delois Brown. Miss Brown was the 73-year-old grandmother who was shot and killed on her porch on Saturday. Her daughter Shirley said that she was a great lady, was loved by everyone, and treated everyone as her child or grandchild. Anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call the Boston Police Homicide Unit. Tips can also be made anonymously by calling the Crime Stoppers tip line at 1-800-494-TIPS or by texting the word TIP to CRIME. A GoFundMe page has also been set up to help pay for Miss Brown's funeral. Classes canceled today at Hamilton-Wenham Regional School District, and this is after a large number of teachers and staff got their second vaccinations yesterday, so they were anticipating people not feeling well, so, hey, classes are canceled. Meanwhile, Burlington High School will remain all remote due to a rise in COVID-19 cases. School officials said that there have been 10 positive cases among high school students within the last week, which caused the number of students in quarantine to grow to 130 in just a few days. Remote learning starts today and will not return to hybrid learning until May 3rd. All right, is Melissa with the juice?
Well, Janet Jackson fans were forced to relive the infamous Super Bowl Nipplegate incident over the weekend after Page Six ran an interview with her stylist. Wayne Scott Lucas says that Justin Timberlake was pushing for the wardrobe malfunction and insisted on doing something bigger than their performance. He wanted a reveal because he wanted to top the whole Britney Spears, you know, Madonna-like makeout thing that happened on stage. Initially the idea was for Janet to be wearing a pearl thong, and Janet would be having she'd have a dress on, and during the big reveal part, Justin was going to step on the dress and reveal her just wearing a thong. But okay. Janet's outfit changed, so the idea changed. Lucas says, quote, I wouldn't call it a wardrobe malfunction. It was the most functioning wardrobe in history. As a stylist, it did what it was intended to do. So Justin, of course, has recently apologized to Janet after 17 years, and Lucas says that Janet has already forgiven Justin in private. They made their peace a long time ago.
But has Pebbles forgiven Justin?
No, I will never let that go. Ever. Never, never, never. He don't care, but you know what? I will never let it go.
Wow.
Trash.
Supposedly, this dude, by the way, is working on a tell-all book, yeah. So that should be coming out soon.
Should be a pamphlet if he's only going to be talking about this thing.
Whether or not Diddy is messing with 50 Cent's ex, 50 doesn't care. A picture was going around this weekend of Daphne Joy, 50's ex and mother of his 8-year-old son, Sire, walking with Diddy super close, and 50 wasted no time. He posted a picture on Instagram with the caption, nah, me and Puff fight over business-ish. If he liked the girl, he liked the girl. I don't give a F. 50 and Daphne broke up in 2012, and he's currently dating model Cuban Link, and there's no actual word if Diddy and Daphne are even dating. And DMX did pass away at the age of 50 on Friday after spending a week in a coma after a massive heart attack April 2nd. In a statement released by DMX's family, they said Earl was a warrior and fought till the very end. His iconic legacy will live on forever. Now, there is a memorial service being planned in his hometown of Yonkers, with the mayor of Yonkers, Mike Spano, saying that they are willing to host a public service in order to ease the burden on X's family. He supposedly has recommended Yonkers Raceway. It's the city's largest outdoor venue as a potential site for the event. And he did mention, too, the idea of a statue, a street name, or a mural in his honor. And soon as the word got out about DMX's passing, celebrities and fans were posting tributes, including his ex-wife, Tashira, who actually turned 50 on Saturday. She posted a tribute on Instagram saying, quote, "As I enter a new chapter in life, I don't walk in it the same. I couldn't bring myself to just celebrate and close the last 50 years of my life without celebrating the life of the most important person in the world to me, my ex-husband.
But now I also celebrate my ex-husband, my best friend, my spiritual partner, my mentor. But I also thank God for his life and his peace and his journey and his life lessons that was passed on and that will live on for generations to come."
Now, as the news of his passing came, word is he had just finished an album. His manager said he went to Nashville during the pandemic, locked himself in the studio for 4 months. And it's being described as no music you've ever heard. It'll be one of his greatest albums, his best. It's a classic. And there was also a documentary in the works showing him mending his relationship with his kids. No word on when the album or documentary will be released or when any of the planned memorials will take place. All right, here is Leroy with sports.
Wow. Congrats to the UMass Minutemen for winning their first NCAA men's hockey championship ever.
Yeah.
5-0.
Get to the good stuff.
Don't rush me.
Oh, sorry. Congratulations, UMass.
The Bruins, they look more like the Ruins as they got embarrassed by the Capitals, losing 8-1.
You guys suck.
The Celtics were down, but in the second half, they went on a 31-3 run and ended up beating the brakes off the Nuggets.
Oh,
105-87.
Oh,
Romero, I done told you.
Yeah, come on.
J.D. Martinez made his return from being on the COVID list and hit 3 home runs in the Sox 14-9 dub over the Orioles. I'm taking my time on purpose. Hideki Matsuyama became the first Japanese golfer to win the Masters. He's the first male Japanese golfer to win a major. Congratulations.
Melissa, do you want to talk about it? Because I know you watched it.
I do. No, I will just say real quick. It wasn't really a nail biter. I like watching the final round when it's only separated by a putt.
I see.
Or
I
a
see.
Putt by, you know, a stroke or whatever they're called.
I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from, but I think it's...
Here we go.
And the reason why Romero is playing this music right now,
yeah,
because the talk of WrestleMania 37, believe it or not, was Bad Bunny. Romero's new favorite wrestler of all time for some reason, but you got to give him credit. Yes,
he did a move. Yes. See, this is going to change the game because a lot of times celebrities come into WWE and they're like, "Hey, we're just going to let you come in and punch the top guy, and that'll be your thing." They can't do that anymore after what Bad Bunny did.
Yes,
he put on a performance.
He did. Yes, he did.
He got his ass kicked. He did some ass. He did some serious. He did reversals. He did a maneuver that you need to go to. Just search it. Bad Bunny. They call it the Bunny Driver. You got to see. I showed it to Pebbles and
Bunny
Melissa.
Driver.
Yeah, whatever that was you showed us was impressive.
Wrestlers don't do that because you have to trust the other guy that you're doing it with. You know what I'm saying? So that means I give him props and I give. It's sad that I don't even know the wrestler who he did it to. The wrestler he did it to, I give him props for trusting Bad Bunny.
No, he did a really, really good job. Really good job. Tremendous. I'll never question when a music artist wants to get into wrestling, including Bow Wow.
I don't know why you keep talking about
because
Bow
Wow. If he takes it serious, he can do a great job. And if Soulja Boy decides to get into wrestling, I trust him too.
There's a bar now. We got a bar.
There is.
The bar used to be Snoop Dogg jumping, landing on his feet, and then pretending to land on a guy.
Yep.
Where there's a new bar now.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Bunny Driver.
That's right.
Sox. They change the name of that move, by the way.
Sox Twins this afternoon at 2:10, and that's your sports.
All right. Today's good news. A Florida man was on a mission to raise money for Habitat for Humanity. Chip Hawthorne works at Main Street Mower and decided to raise money by driving across the state in his lawnmower. The 130-mile 10-mile-an-hour journey called Mowathon. Started last Thursday. He live-streamed the whole thing and said that while it seemed like a fun event, the goal is to bring the community around this worthy cause. So far, he's raised over $10,000 for West Orange Habitat for Humanity. Chip says he's a sixth-generation Floridian who loves his community, and if riding a mower across the entire state helps provide someone with a home in his community, then it's been a good use of his time.
Oh my God.
After all the awful news over the weekend, we can all use more good news, so make sure you subscribe to my newsletter. It's all good at hot969boston.com/good. And also, let me just throw this out there. If you're subscribed and you haven't been getting it, check your junk mail. It's not junk. We're trying to fix the issue. Melissa did, ended her junk mail. Leroy's too. So just wanted to let you know.
That's because
that.
They labeled it junk, Pebbles. Don't let them disrespect you like that.
No, I didn't.
Pebbles, jump over this table and get this dude.
You want me to do the buggy driver? Because I will.
Pebbles, I'll trust you to do it to me. Let's go.
Listen, you don't want me.
I'm amped right now.
Never mind.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis's Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis's Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State license number MR281332.